This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The family of Justina Pelletier is still upset that their daughter could be essentially abducted by the state over an ideologically driven gambit to ostensibly lower costs for government health care. Yesterday, Lou Pelletier said that this is not over until we stop this from happening to all children. The family is now promising legal action against the state of Massachusetts. Republicans in the U.S. House have another number two behind Speaker of the House John Boehner. Former House Majority Leader Eric Cantor lost a primary election, stepped down, and GOP representatives replaced him with another pro-life advocate, Kevin McCarthy of California. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. A high school in Connecticut is blaming Dell Computer's Sonic Wall firewall service for blocking conservative websites and favoring liberal ones. After failing to get the attention of school administrators, a high school senior at Nanawag High School in Connecticut brought to the school board's attention that his high school's firewall was blocking his research on sites like National Right to Life, the Vatican, and the Republican Party. Meanwhile, sites like the Democrat Party, pro-Muslim sites, and Planned Parenthood were not blocked. School administrators are laying the blame at Dell Computer's feet. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.